one of the most common accusations in politics is to say your opponent is talking nonsense. But commentator David Crystal says a little nonsense can be quite useful at times.
Why should anyone talk nonsense? I'm talking about the deliberate use of unintelligible or deviant speech that any of us might do. For instance, just listen the next time you hear an adult talking to a baby, a very small baby, or an animal, and just listen to the nonsense that comes out, the, oh, isn't he a lovely little babadan, all this sort of thing. Or listen to jazz scat singing, I mean, the marvellous late Ella Fitzgerald, wasn't she wonderful, and all the nonsense. I mean, scat singing is strictly nonsense. Or the duet between Mowgli and Baloo in the Jungle Book, which has zabba zabba zabba, you remember all that sort of thing? Nonsense once again. Sometimes developed to enormously complex lengths, the phenomenon of glossolalia, or speaking in tongues, used by some religious groups as a sign of spiritual conversion or belief. I mean, it doesn't technically mean anything in the usual dictionary sense, though it has a great deal of meaning to the people who use it. And then lastly, the emotional noises. Next time you bang your head or something won't work on your computer screen, just listen to the emotional noise that comes out and ask yourself whether it's meaningful or not. The moral is plain. There's nothing like a bit of nonsense to make you feel better.
David Crystal is the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. He lives in Holyhead, Wales.